flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Get some Scotties. Enjoy it responsibly. Shout out to Quince Orchard Lacrosse. Here's what we're doing now.
Did he play or he's just wearing a shirt?
I don't know. I don't know. He seems kind of little for lacrosse, but there's a space for everybody.
Hey, he could be
there.
A quick guy.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, you never know.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the number. It is time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. I'm going to leave these phone lines
it's open that time.
The entire remainder of the show. B, I'm going to start. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Who's closer to winning a Super Bowl, Baltimore or Buffalo?
Oh, man. Is Pat retiring?
Not that I know of.
Because I would say they're about what and what. Until they figure out a way to slow down that dude, ain't none of them going to win. They get to the AFC Championship game, but they're going to lose to him. Pat Mahomes.
Donnie, it's Ask B. Mitch Anything. I didn't want to have to do this, but I'm going to have to do it. It's an audio medium, brother.
Hey, I'm serious, bro. Because, like, let's be real. I thought this was the year for Baltimore. Lamar had the best year, MVP year. He had Derrick Henry with him. And still, they lost to Buffalo. Okay? And then... Josh rolls over to Kansas City and is in position to win it.
Took him to the wire.
And they lose. So I would say both of them about what and what, to be honest with you, one of them is not – somebody has to have a higher threshold. And I have to believe that if Baltimore lost to them this year, they make the mistakes at the wrong time. They make their mistakes at the most inopportune times. They make it in a AFC championship game. I have to say Buffalo is closer than Baltimore.
The problem is, it's like if you have two really pretty girls and then Rihanna, and it's a who's the prettiest girl contest, it might not matter because the one is just so much further ahead of
the
other.
Yeah, but do you have a shot at any one of them? That's the whole question.
Listen, I told you, much like Brian Schottenheimer was addressed about being a head coach many, many years ago, there were – Scarlett Johansson and Jennifer Lopez were interested in me. I just decided not to pursue it. Since we can all just declare things without...
Yeah, that's the way you need to present that to make yourself not look bad.
Any sort of fact
check. Yeah, I don't think you're on the radar.
I got one more. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.
Right. What's the next one?
Dude, Donnie. We're going to have to put Donnie in the aquarium. B, the 49ers have had a hell of a run.
Yep.
This year, things kind of fell apart for San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of injury-driven, but it kind of wasn't. It's not like their quarterback went down. There were other players that went down, but Niners went 6-11 this year.
Yes.
The Niners, as presently constituted, Super Bowl threat.
Yes or no?
Is that over?
I say yes, because they have older players that are their nucleus. And you know what happened to older players? They get hurt. And also, you watch them. Everybody gives Kyle all his love. I give him love, too. I think a guy comes up. But when he is down, he's awful. Because he does not change anything in his scheme when he's down. When he's up, he'll run away from you. But when he's down, he cannot come back. Because he does the exact crap, and defenses stop that all the time.
Interesting little footnote here. The Niners lost to the Chiefs in the Super Bowl in 2019. The next year, they kind of bottomed out. Now, that was quarterback injury-driven.
Yeah.
They went 6-10 that year. The following year, another winning season, and they lost in the NFC title game.
Yeah.
So then, look, 23, they lose the Super Bowl. 24, they go 6-11. History could tell us they get back to the conference title game here. I'm not sure that it'll work
that way. Do they pay Purdy? If they pay Purdy, they can't pay everybody else. They're going to drop off some.
What's going to be interesting is that they go into this offseason in really healthy cap shape.
Okay, well, like I hit you on another one. I've always said, you know, when you get to a certain level, your expectations now are no longer what they used to be. And yes, they fell off this year, and that was a very, very much a letdown. You think everybody in whether it's front office, owners, or fans, are they expecting them to come back and have a losing season, or are they expecting them to be able to compete? And if they can't get to the NFC Championship game, they're going to start looking at people's jobs.
Totally.
That's just how it goes, bro.
Dude, you can already feel that, like, earth shaking a little bit out there. All right, let's start these phones. Vinny is in Seat Pleasant.
What up, Vinny? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
We good, brother.
But B. Mitch, Amon-Ra St. Brown had a list of receivers that went before him in the draft, and De'Ami Brown was on that list.
Uh-huh.
De'Ami Brown went to Detroit and had one heck of a game, probably one of the best games I've ever seen him have. So do you think Amon-Ra St. Brown still has De'Ami Brown on the list?
And yeah.
And De'Ami Brown coming back next season and can, I guess, replicate what he's done in the playoffs?
Well, I think De'Ami got better and better as the year went on. And late in the season, he was very good. He gave them another weapon other than Terry McLaurin. And let's be real. Amon-Ra St. Brown is the type of guy who's going to have things to motivate him. So, yes, De'Ami Brown is still on his list.
But,
but nobody can be concerned about that fact. De'Ami can't be concerned about it because Amon-Ra is going to get himself. That's like I always say, Joe Dumars never said he was a Jordan stopper. Michael Jordan said Joe Dumars said he was a Jordan stopper. And he lived through that thing his whole career. So, you know, De'Ami got to just keep moving like he's been. He took a major step this year. Next year, he could probably take another one. He's a free agent. So, will he be back here or somewhere else?
That's a question. Thank you, guys. Right, I appreciate you.
Thanks,
appreciate
Vinny. Rick is on the route. What up, Ricky?
What up, Rick?
We miss JP. What's going on, guys? Long time.
We good, brother. What's happening with you?
I'm cooling. Real quick, when I met you guys last time at DC City Smokehouse, I was wearing some Chiefs gear. Quick backstory to that. My mother, born and raised diehard Washingtonian fan. My father was from Kansas City. He died when I was 11 years old. So I took the Chiefs side, but I always have my heart with Washington. But I've been with the Chiefs since 91. So my question for you, B. Mitch, and I really wanted to see Washington versus the Chiefs, but sorry about that. Ambulance is coming.
They're not chasing you. I'm not trying to mess with you. All right, Rick. What's up?
The question is, if you do talk to Andy Reid next week coming up at any point in time, please tell him for me and for Washingtonians and Chiefs fans to beat the snot out of the Philadelphia Eagles for him.
All right. I'll let him know. I reached out to him, so he normally hits me back and let me know.
Sweet.
All right,
appreciate
bro.
You guys. Always good to see you guys.
Thanks, Ricky.
Cool.
All right, Alan is in Rockville. Alan, hit us up. Ask B. Mitch anything.
Okay, B-Mix, let me ask you a question. There's an old story about Sonny Jurgensen. He said when he was a rookie, he was trying to get out of the pocket and run around the side, and he got Chuck Benderek put his lights out and shook his finger at him and says, "You come over here again, I'm going to break your legs." So they said, "So what did you do?" "I didn't go over there again." So I'm bringing it to the point during when Baker Mayfield, early in that game, he ran up the middle. And he didn't slide. He dove. And coming right on like a train was Bobby Wagner. And Bobby Wagner sat there and was shaking his finger at him and saying something. Was he saying something similar? Because he could have crushed him.
He probably told him, if you keep being a running back, I'm going to treat you like one.
That's what I thought. And that's what Benderek said. And good enough for Benderek and him. It's good enough for me. Thanks a lot. You cleared that up.
Thanks, right, Al. Brother. Appreciate you, man. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. Going to take phones the rest of the hour. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything. Daniel's in Virginia. What up, Danny? Ask B. Anything.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, bro?
Love the show. Love the station. Listen all day on the Odyssey app.
Thanks, appreciate you, bro.
A question about whether we are ready to put Cliff to bed now.
Well, I never listened to it because – they're, like the thing with today, this is the problem with sports and all of these damn nerds with their stats stuff. They don't ever give you context of anything. And when you lose context, you lose a whole bunch of stuff. So I never, like, if your quarterback gets hurt, it's not you falling off a cliff, the whole damn team fall off a cliff. If you have offensive linemen get injured, hey, that's a part of it. So I never cared about it, never thought about it anyway. So at this point, it's been put to bed by me anyway. So I'm probably the one dude that the analytics community hate, and I could give them the one finger salute. I don't give a damn.
I don't think you're the only, but you're definitely on their list.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
And you know what I say to them? Bleep you.
thanks for the call, Danny.
Okay.
It's kind of to that point with the cliff. Nobody worried when Kyle Shanny went 6-10 after the Super Bowl, and Garoppolo got hurt.
Yeah. See, but the thing that they. Context
sure
explains everything most times, but nobody cares about that because they don't care about context. They don't really care about to educate you on the actual sport. They just want you to think that they're smarter than everybody. And I think a lot of times, no, they not. Look, they could tell. I could go get all kind of equations to tell you stuff, but that equation is not one all in the all. It's not that.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Yeah, I mean, the Cliff stuff to me is just so remarkable because I do think there's some truth to, especially early in his career, that he wasn't making a ton of adjustments later. You know, it was we have our offense and it was primarily an air raid and it went really well. Mm-hmm. But like until so they went 5-10 his first year. Kyler's a rookie. They're learning.
Right.
They go 8-8 the second year. They were really good. And then they kind of plateaued in the second half. They go 11-6 the last year. And then in 22, after he got his extension, they fell apart. But Kyler also missed half the damn season.
Jay,
I don't understand how people.
What is the one thing people say? If you're up 28-3, what do?
Run the ball.
Okay. And the fact that the offensive coordinator kept throwing the football, everybody blamed the defensive guy and never blamed the offensive guy. They still are blaming Dan, but nobody gives Kyle any blame. The world is too offensive friendly now. Kyle was the biggest culprit in that game, not Dan. Dan hired him, and he allowed him to do his thing. But he also felt like, your daddy ran the ball to nauseam. Why the hell are you throwing the football? Because he had already gotten the job. Why the hell are you trying to still prove him?
Right.
So,
Jaden is in Columbus. Jay, ask me anything.
Okay, I got a question, guys.
Yo,
I was talking with some buddies out here about our roster. Do we have one player outside of Jaden Daniels or Terry McLaurin that starts on either team in the Super Bowl?
One player on either team that starts in the Super Bowl.
No, on our team.
Like on our team that will start in the Super Bowl.
So I think this question.
I'm trying to think. And I would probably tell you, yes, somebody would. But the ultimate thing is we sit up there and we say that if we go through all 25 starting positions, somebody probably would start.
Well, so there's also an inherent flaw in the question, especially defensively when there's so many rotational pieces.
Yeah.
But I find it hard to believe that either of these teams wouldn't have use for Luvu or Wagner or McLaurin. You're telling me, I bet McLaurin would be the leading receiver in Kansas City.
Well, he said I already gave you McLaurin.
Oh, okay. But
the way Mikey played, Mikey would be on your field a lot.
Yeah.
He wouldn't start over McDuffie, right? Or Quinyon Mitchell or Cooper DeJean.
But
there's usually three corners on the field.
There's three corners on the field. So I'm not saying, my thing is, if you think they need to go get a whole 51 new players, you name two people. You're mistaken. They won 14 damn games this year.
Yeah, and the other flaw with that is KC and Philly have been building those rosters over time, like for a consistent period of time. They've drafted really well. They've signed guys. Like, this was the first year of Washington doing this. You know?
I think people would think that Detroit, they wouldn't start on Detroit, and they beat them.
I think a lot of their defensive players would have started on what Detroit had.
Right, because they were beat up.
They still were performing. It was right before the NFC Championship game.
It's a useful question, but what do you mean to get at with the question?
Okay, so here's what I'm getting at. I think both can be true. I think I heard people were getting mad at like what the junkie said. I think the wording's wrong, fluky, but I think both can be true. Jaden's an absolute stud, but I do think I guess the expectation for me next year, it's like 9 or 10 wins. I don't think we're really a 12-win team because we had 7 wins at the buzzer. That's an NFL record. So I think it's just kind of where we're at. I think some people think, oh, we need to win a playoff game next year or it's a failure. I don't really see it that way. I mean, Vegas has us at 8.5 wins next year, which I think is fair, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, I just think that the fluky is completely wrong because you don't win that many games in a row if it's a fluke. Okay? And I don't have a problem disagreeing with the junkies. So let me break it down for you again. People think that the Washington Redskins of 1991 was not a very talented football team. But you know what other people say? It's the best team ever put together. Why? Because they didn't have a lot of individual stars. And the problem with society today, you all care more about individual stars than you care about a team. So the whole team was better because they weren't trying to present certain people out there. So when you find a team that plays together as a team consistently, you win a lot more damn games. And I believe if they could get more talent and play the same way they played this year, they'll get double-digit wins again.
I
guess just looking at the NFC model, San Francisco and the Eagles that run our conference. There you have the most.
You gotta
have a lot of talent, yes.
They went 6-11.
No, I'm saying but over the last 7 years, it's been two franchises that have run the NFC.
Okay, but maybe it's another one about to kick down the door.
So do you want to dismiss what they accomplished?
No. I mean to ask you, I don't think what we did this year is repeatable. Like, if I asked you guys...
So here's where I disagree. If you want to apply the word fluky, the Hail Mary result is completely fluky. The ball gets tipped up the right way and a dude brings it in. I get that. That is a fluky result.
Okay.
That happens one out of 30. The rest of those results... is it my turn or your turn, Jaden? The rest of those results, dude... Are a direct result of stuff they practice and a guy with just straight ice water in his veins. And I don't think you can be dismissive of that.
No, but I guess if I had to ask you guys, put money on the line, what would you guys guess? What's a good season next year? Like, what would you guys be satisfied? Like, what's,
I'd be satisfied with them making it to the playoffs again.
I think you think they're a divisional round team. That the wild card.
No, I think wild card. I think we're a wild card team.
And if they make it to the playoffs again, they have a chance. So I would say put all your money on it, all your rent on what you think, and see what happens.
When we come back, we're going to keep the phone lines going. It is Ask B. Mitch Anything.